You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Joining us right now from Baltimore. That did not look right. I'm just letting you know.
I had to change my hands.
That does not look right. Oh, especially coming from you. Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. He is Mike Preston. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, guys. I'm not in studio, but I can imagine what's going on.
Pretty much.
You know the characters.
Yes, I do, man. Can't wait till season starts.
Now, Mike, we heard John Harbaugh say Lamar looked good. He doesn't think there's too much of a transition for him to get ready. Now, this the one thing I would say to that is they brought in new offensive coaches. They said some of the philosophy is going to change. Some of the play call is going to change. But yet he said Lamar, he knows the offense. I know he knows the offense, but you cannot ignore the fact that he missed almost 2 weeks with an offense that's making so many changes.
Right, and you got all these new receivers in here.
Yeah.
Bateman, Sammy Watkins, Eli Wolf. I mean, these are all new guys, whether they're tight ends or receivers. It's going to take a time to get adjusted to this new passing game. I think from watching this, where it isn't a big deal for Lamar, is right now their offensive line is not very good. So when you see these breakdowns out in practice, and you're watching Lamar do things again like he did Friday, you're saying, well, that's Lamar. He makes their offensive line better. He makes their offense better because he can improvise. They're not going to miss a beat there. But as far as timing and getting adjusted, even steps, as far as dropbacks, that's going to take some time. And you can see that a little bit. So you know how John is. John's going to make everything seem all fine and rosy. But if you're out there and you're watching it, you can see that he's got some rust on him.
Hey, Mike, I heard from someone that Owe was giving Villanueva some fits. Have you heard this or seen this yourself?
I could give number 78 some fits.
That's what I heard, yeah.
Yeah. He hasn't been very good.
That's what I heard.
Yep. I mean, and Ed, he's not beating him with moves. He's just running around him.
Oh.
I mean, if you asked, I watch practice with Vinny Serrato, and we're both kind of looking at each other and saying, hey, they need to tell him to slow down and try some moves. Because just running around this guy is not going to work.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting for it. Usually if you see timings off with offensive linemen and they're talking to each other and so forth, combination blocks, you kind of get it. Hey, okay, we got to get this down. That's not the case here. It's speed. It's footwork. And when you've been in the league 7 to 8 years or whatever and your feet are that slow, you're not going to all of a sudden develop that overnight. So I'm thinking the Ravens got to go back and say, okay, we know he's slower. We've seen it. We move him to the right side. Now do we have to get tight ends over there? We have to get running backs to chip with him because he is their guy. He's paid for, or they're paying him. He's going to be their guy. So they got to find some help there. That offensive line, guys, let's put it this way. All you got to do is look at the Kansas City Chiefs last year, Super Bowl. They had the receivers in check. They had the running backs in check. They certainly had the quarterback. They didn't have the offensive line. And if you don't have the offensive line, you're limited, and you're only going to win a certain amount of games. And Kansas City got to the big game, but Tampa Bay just blew them up in the Super Bowl.
In your mind, how big was it getting Justin Houston to sign on here?
I think it was major, not just because of what I've seen in camp, because those guys have been pretty good. But, again, we go back to the offensive line. Are they as good as they really look? I can't tell you that. But if you're going into the season with a question mark and you say, okay, what do we have to do to get better? And we go get this guy. We're not paying him a fortune, but we added him to our roster, and he's going to make us better. And if you watch the first 2 days he's been out there, he's gotten along with these guys very well, teammates. Kind of joking, kind of fits in with Smith and some of the other outside linebackers. I didn't see that with Ngakoue last year. I thought he was very distant for 2 or 3 days, and I never thought he kind of fit in with the personality of this team. This guy fits it. And maybe because Marcus Peters has helped.
Hey, Preston, I mean, you've been out there. For the people who have high expectations of the Baltimore Ravens for the 2021 season, you know, briefly, give them a State of the Ravens address. What do you think for this football team moving forward, based on what you see now?
Oh, they're going to be good. They're right there. Do they have what they haven't had in the last 3 years to get over the hump? That passing game? Can't answer that.
Good.
Because they haven't had the receivers there. They haven't had the quarterback there. We can't answer that. The pass rush, I can't answer that because of their offensive line. I have seen Tyus Bowser is playing very well. The kid Hayes, I think he's a fifth-round pick out of Notre Dame, the rookie outside linebacker, playing very well. All right, there's some signs there, but defensively, they're good. They are very good. And Wink, he doesn't even care. He's just dialing it up, man. He's throwing everything at this offense, and they can't handle it right now. And they shouldn't be able to handle a lot of this stuff. But offensively, as long as they have Lamar, they're in decent shape. But, right, we got to get to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
They got to get to that next level, and I'm not sure if they're there yet. Or if they will ever be there. That's the big question about Lamar, Lamar's contract. Greg Roman in the passing game. Those are the questions that haven't been answered yet.
There he is, Mike Preston, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. I can't wait for you to be in studio either, Mike. Thanks a lot, my man.
Hey, I can't wait to get back there just so I can mess with Ed and see some of those faces he makes, man.
Right back those, at you, big guy.
Those are worth it on Monday mornings, man.
The notes we pass each other off, if the public ever saw.
All right, see you guys.
All right, man.
See you, Mike.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.